Cool. I like it when the math thing adds up.
Yes.
Oh, I took your spot, Bobby.
Okay.
Front row hecklers. Just heckling.
We good, Jonathan?
We're hey, good? Did you keep your eyes open during the run? We just got to know.
For the most part.
All right, we're joined in the media center by Pro Stock Provisional Number 1 qualifier Aaron Stanfield after his run of 6.575 at 208.59 miles an hour. Aaron, great run out there, and if it holds, it would be your first career Number 1 qualifier in Pro Stock. You got to be pretty happy after that run.
Yes, that would. I got on the radio after run, and I said that was a really nice run, and obviously it was. And you know, I was surprised to see it stand, you know, with some really good race cars behind me, but it was a, you know, cool feeling for sure.
Do you feel like that'll hold up tomorrow, or are you guys going to have to improve on that?
I think we should try to improve, and, you know, there's still a couple good cars that need to make some good runs, so I can't say that it will or won't hold up, but I hope it does.
Seriously, after winning all these races and winning as much as you have, and this is only your first Number 1 qualifier, is that true?
Yes, this would be if we held on to it, this would be the first pole position.
Did you ever wonder what am I doing wrong here in qualifying?
I guess I'm not holding the throttle down hard enough, but I held it down that time good.
Is there that much of a difference when it comes to winning a race? And I know that's stupid to ask for someone that's been here, but how much of a difference does it take a different mindset to qualify Number 1 as opposed to winning a race?
I would say so. I mean, when you're getting ready for race day, you're kind of getting geared up for race day, and you know the conditions just lined up really good. The track cools down, the air cools down, and it's favorable to make a fast run, and that's what we did. So definitely. Probably a little bit different between, you know, going for a pole position and race winning, but it's the same goal of mine is to keep the performance at the best we can and drive the best I can.
Are you surprised it's taking you this long to achieve this?
I can't say that. There's a lot of good race cars, and you know we've made some really good runs and just it been pretty close a couple times, and it's not an easy thing to accomplish, and we haven't accomplished it yet. We're on the pole for just now, and hopefully we keep it there.
All season long, you guys had top 8 power. At the beginning, and you kind of took a step back. Was you testing something?
I think. Topeka, we didn't make great runs, and Indy, of course, with the weather we had, kind of hurt us a little bit. So I wouldn't say we were testing a little bit. I just would say we weren't quite all the way there, and I think we're getting back on the right track of where we've been the past several races. So
how much has there been a desire that you wish you could have raced against your dad back in his day?
Back in his prime, that would have been, you know, really, really, really cool. I mean, I don't know if anybody goes back and looks at the stats, but he was pretty killer. And I think if he'd had, you know, some the horsepower that I've had the opportunity to race with, he'd have been really tough to beat. So that would have been a lot of fun to get to race with him. And you know, you never know. That's, you know, maybe one day still can happen. So it's not out of the question.
Aaron, one last thing. Coming into the second race in the countdown, obviously it's your first real countdown. Absolutely. After running, you know, going out in the second round, is it big to bounce back and have a big weekend here?
Definitely got to bounce back. We got to go some rounds and just stay consistent and going rounds. So we lost lane choice in the after the first round, and that kind of hurt us. I felt like, you know, we had a really good car, and just losing lane choice might have been the determining factor there, and so it's important to bounce back here.
Anything
else?
All good. All right. Thanks, Aaron.
Yep, thank you, guys.
Let's go around.
Good job, Taylor. Thank you.